It's Thursday. Now, we talk a lot about relationships on Thursday. Lately, there's been a lot about how to find a relationship, how to keep a relationship, but it always seems to be romantic. We're going to go a little deeper into relationships today. We have an author, local author, Doug Hacking in studio. Welcome to the show,
hey,
Doug.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The book is Relationship Resonance, okay? And this is the subtitle here, Positively Connect Personally, Professionally, and Spiritually. So this isn't just romantic relationships. This is all
outside of that.
Right. Everybody, right?
Exactly. Put together a little model system that works for any relationship. It's some key components that you put these into a relationship, and you're gonna create positive connections. People are gonna do more, feel better. So it works across the board.
How is this system, you put it together, how is it the same for my wife and I having a spiritual bond and you know, a romantic relationship, and my boss?
Sure.
You know what I mean? How are they the same techniques?
And that's cool. And that's the thing that I love about this system is it's like the essence or the crux of all the positive attributes to relationships. So the model is the EQUIP model, and EQUIP stands for encourage, quality time, understanding, invest, and physical touch. Now, you're going to encourage your wife, you're going to encourage your boss, you're going to encourage your employees, and you're going to encourage your spiritual relationship, whatever that may be, too. So it works across the board.
Do I have to touch my boss?
Janet, I think we don't have enough physical touch. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? And that really is lacking in the world, and it's becoming less and less, and America is kind of germaphobe, touch-phobe country at the moment. But, you know, handshakes, high five, fist bumps, those can go a long way.
That's a necessity in at work, casual relationships is...
Absolutely. In fact, just a fist bump with your coworkers or your boss is going to release endorphins. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to make you feel connected to the team. And as a result, you're going to do a better job and do more at work.
That is so interesting. Wow. Okay. So we're gonna dive into this morning. And can you stick around? Because I have a feeling this is more than just one little conversation.
Cool.
We're gonna have here.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you mentioned EQUIP.
Yes.
Let's start with the E. So encouragement.
Uh-huh.
Is that first on purpose, or is it just help spell the word EQUIP? You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a good point. So what I've done, I've spent about 20 years coming up with this recipe for the relationships, and I broke it down in these key variables, and then EQUIP seemed to work to help people remember and stay on track.
Okay.
You don't have to do them in any order. Not one is not more important than the other. So you can use understanding tomorrow at your job or with your relationship, personal relationships, or you can start with E. It doesn't matter which way you go.
Encouragement.
Right?
Okay, why? I'll just be honest with you. Janet can...
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like I need to coach and motivate, but not
and
necessarily encourage. Mm.
There is no moment of, hey, you know what? That was a good job. He shuts that down immediately.
Accomplish the task, and where do we go next?
Yep. Yeah.
And it turns out they've done studies on this, and it turns out only one out of three people say their boss never thanks them. And only 15% of us thank each other in the workplace. So it's not uncommon what I'm hearing here. But what also they found in this study is that when you do encourage your coworkers, it doubled the work production. I mean, we all like to be encouraged, right? It's such a discouraging world out there. We're getting beat down. We're telling what we're doing wrong, what we can't do. And then we start telling ourselves what we can't do. And just a simple, hey, Janet, you did a great job today. I really appreciate that. That could be a spark that just creates a raging inferno in Janet for the next week.
See,
it's making me want to vomit just saying it. And it's not that I don't feel it. I feel it all the time, but it's not something I express. And that also goes, you know, we're talking work, we're talking family. I'm always trying to motivate and get my kids to accomplish something, but I never stop and say, man, thank you for working so hard. Thank you for being a good
kid.
You did
a good job.
Never to my wife. I just don't do it.
And that's common, and a lot of people aren't, but it's such a secret weapon if you can start to sprinkle some of those in.
Okay, this is good stuff so far. We got a lot. You might have to stay here all morning. Are you good?
Hey, I'm in.
Okay,
I brought a sleeping bag.
All right. Doug Hacking is the guy. Relationship Resonance is the book. And what's your website so people can go look this up?
www.relationshipresonance.com or doughacking.com will bounce you there also.
Okay, and we're going to talk more about relationships all morning for Thursday on KJ 103.